Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday morning.
We're going to have Rob Port on at 8:30 to talk about his blog, Say Anything blog. This guy, you know, he just keeps on. He's like the Energizer Bunny. he's now a columnist at the High Plains Reader. Not, you know, when you're thinking about conservative talk and conservative blogs or Republican whatever, you don't really think about HPR. But Rob Port will be the voice of sanity in that publication. So I'm happy to see that. I think that is pretty cool. Something I want to talk about today. I mean, this is, when you talk about a feel-good story, this is just one of those stories that just blows your mind. I'm Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club. 855-200-1776. Extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. Have you heard about Lily Grosbeck? Now, this is a toddler. I think she's 18 months old. Out there in Utah, Spanish Fork, Utah. Now, the remarkable thing about this kid, there was a tragedy. Her mom driving the car, kids in the back, you know, horrible accident. Mom dies, like, almost instantly. And for, I think 18 hours, as a matter of fact, kids in the car, strapped in the car seat. Now, rescuers were looking for the car, and they're out there, and you got a bunch of police officers out there. And when they reached the car, it was like half submerged this time of year, so it's really, really cold. And it's flipped upside down. They can see the mom, and, you know, the mom is obviously, you know, and they're trying to figure out how to get there. And so they're standing around, they're talking about, you know, the best way to approach this situation and that sort of thing. And all of a sudden they hear a voice that says, help, 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 help. And so they're standing around, they hear someone yell help, and they're like, oh, God, someone's alive in there. But when they get there, there's only this kid who is in a coma and the mom who has been dead for hours. Now, to all of my atheist friends out there, how do you explain that? I mean, wow, talk about divine intervention. When I was reading that story, I got, like, goosebumps. I'm like, wow. And these officers, they swear. Every one of them swear that they heard the voice very distinct, and it wasn't like fuzzy or hazy or whispered. It was, like, loud and definitive, and it spurred them to action. And I'm thinking, had that not happened, this kid who was in a coma, she's doing okay now. She is expected to live, and she's doing fine right now. But just think about it. Had they not acted quickly based on that voice, this child would have joined her mom. And you got to wonder, you know, what is this kid destined for? This kid's got to be destined for something great. Wow. I read that story, and it just, I'm like, wow. Divine intervention. Just had to start the show off with that. That is a phenomenal testament to God's grace. Anyway. going to talk a little bit about North Dakota today. Also, I definitely want to... we're a big college town, you know, Fargo. As a matter of fact, we're a big college state when you think about it. So there's a lot of positive things about college life. And one of the things that, you know, I was speaking with some of my friends about, don't know if you heard about that idiotic, ignorant video that went viral about those Oklahoma students on the bus. It was a fraternity. They were singing a very, very bad song. I'm not even going to touch it. You know, don't want to give you the lyrics. Don't want to give you a link to go see it. Doesn't matter. Just know that it was a horribly racist chant. Let me just put that out there. But it got me to thinking, would you want your kid, you know, your kid's going off to college, would you want your kid to get into the whole Greek life? Would you want your kid being Greek, pledging, that sort of thing? I mean, and to be fair, folks that, you know, choose the Greek life have higher GPAs overall, higher graduation rates. 43 of the 50 biggest corporations are run by Greeks. Not to mention the Supreme Court justices, even the president, tons of presidents, all pledge Greek. And for me, I think that there's a ton of positives when you do that. But we see on screen and in media, frat life is always portrayed as these drunken houses of debauchery, you know. And I'm positive, you know. When you think of Greek life or frat life, what do you think about? What movie comes to your head? You think of Togas, you know, that sort of thing. A bunch of kids having way too much fun. You know, but that's the way it's portrayed in media. So I guess my question to you guys and gals out there in common sense land is, you know, you got a kid, they're going off to college. Do you encourage them to, you know, pledge or seek out the Greek life, seek out a fraternity or a sorority? Or do you say, you know what, those kids, I don't know about that. That's just the question I have for you. To pledge or not to pledge? That is the question. 855-217-76, extension 2. Here's a couple of stories from around North Dakota. McKenzie, big surge winner. While Watford City and McKenzie County didn't get everything they hoped for, public officials say that they are happy with the $80 million that will come their way following the governor's signature of the surge bill. Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, says that they are very happy to receive $32 million of the $40 million that they requested. They needed $150 million to meet all of their infrastructure needs, but this money will allow them to build much-needed arterial roads in the city, so that's a good thing, McKenzie County Commissioner Ryan Anderson said. Considering the financial condition of the state, the county is pleased to have received $48 million. We requested $47.9 million, and they gave them $48 million. So that's a good thing. Both Watford City and McKenzie County will be using their surge money for roads. Airport expansion takes off. Tioga's airport expansion is taken off. This month saw the opening of Tioga Aero Center, a fixed base operator that provides services to pilots, including fuel, flight planning, car rentals, and de-icing. So that's pretty cool. The Bison advanced to the NCAA tournament with a win over South Dakota State. Saw that last night and was like, wow, we're going to the dance, man. Lawrence Alexander scored 25 points, and the North Dakota State basketball team beat South Dakota State 57-56 for the Summit Summit League Championship and the automatic berth to the NCAA tournament. The Bison will find out who they play in the tournament on Sunday. So how cool is that? I think, man, North Dakota is just, it's great. It's awesome. It's pretty good. I'm not a cheerleader, but you know what? I got some pom-poms out this morning. That's pretty cool. Something else, and I've talked about this for, I've been talking about this forever, and I would love to get your input on, you know, is it time that we roll back our blue laws? North Dakota lawmakers right now, they're set to discuss Sunday's liquor rules, so folks in North Dakota might be able to enjoy a drink a little earlier on Saturdays, like, you know, that Caesar or that Bloody Mary or, you know, that sort of thing with breakfast, brunches. So they're going to be discussing that. Would love to get your take on that. Do you think we need, you know, these laws that say no alcohol before noon? What do you think about that? Do you think that that's something that we still need here in North Dakota? Or you think maybe not? Maybe it's time for a change. We'll be right back. Blanky the Column, Ellen Ratner, right after this.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the miracle chair. Many of them have purchased the miracle chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the miracle chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these miracle chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back, welcome back. And to give us our daily dose of common sense from the left and the right, we have Ellen Ratner. How you doing, Ellen?
I'm doing fine. It's a nice 108 degrees here in sunny South Sudan.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Gravy. 108.
Hydrate.
I do. And that other voice you hear is Blanquita Collum, the Contessa of Common Sense from the conservative point of view. Anyway, there you go. I got a question for both of you. Are either of you in a sorority? Are you Greek at all?
No, I'm Mexican American.
I've never been a sorority.
Okay. Well, I'm asking.
I never pledged, okay? And you know, I was invited to pledge, but I never chose to go through it because, as one of my roommates in college said, you don't need to. You've got enough friends.
No, good deal. Well, I guess if you already have that social network there, you're fine. But I guess my question is, and I ask this to a ton of my friends, if you had kids, you know, in light of the Oklahoma, have both of you, are both of you familiar with the Oklahoma video that came to light?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course. We wouldn't miss Oklahoma and what those crazy two kids did. And what I don't understand, maybe you have more recent information, why did the mother of one of them apologize, or parents? What was wrong with the kid apologizing?
Well, that's an interesting point. I thought about that too, Ellen. And I gather that they were afraid of death threats, of major retaliation against their family, because what those young people did was absolutely heinous. Now, you know, I've had brothers and a dad that was in a fraternity, but, you know, those fraternities were good fraternities. They were not, you know, they were out there making a difference in the community, and they weren't out there trying to be discriminatory or, you know, racially biased. But I just think that the family said something because they were afraid.
Well, and I'm going to kind of sidetrack for just a second. I watched that entire video, and I'm just like, wow. One, I think there were more than just two people singing on that bus. and something else that I looked at was, you know, I saw it on the Twitter feed, and how many favorites and retweets that thing got. That is concerning to me. I was that kind of blew me away. But what
I
want to ask,
the house mother, how about Leon and Blanquita, how about the house mother who was saying, oh, we never say racist things, and then she's caught on tape singing a racist song?
Well, I think it's hideous. And I agree with, you know, David Boren, who was a former senator, who said that's just not going to happen in this state. And he got rid of the fraternity and got rid of all the students. I mean, basically,
and I wanted to ask you
tonight. I thought that was right.
I wanted to ask you that. Do you think that it was a little heavy-handed? I mean, the fraternity.
No.
Okay. Well, and that was one of my questions I had for both of you. I mean, man, they cracked the whip. They put the hammer down when they saw this video. The response was overwhelming. But the fraternity outed these two as idiots. And do you think that the entire fraternity should be shut down because a couple of idiots? And I say that because of this. Greek life, fraternities, they have tons of positives. I mean, I spoke about it. You have the folks that pledge have higher GPAs overall, have higher graduation rates. 43 of the 50 top corporations are headed by frat guys and gals. And so there's tons of positives there. Do you shut down an entire fraternity because of the actions of a couple of idiots?
Well, there were a couple of idiots.
Well, more than a couple of idiots. So, well, yeah, I'll give you that. So, all right, there you go. We say no to the Greek life for now.
Well,
at least
not
that
to
fraternity.
The Greek life, to that fraternity.
To
okay?
that fraternity.
I say not to the Greek life. You don't throw all of the Greek, all of those fraternities in the same pot. As you said, some are great. But that one, boot them out. Kick them to the curb. Don't let them come back to the university.
Good deal, good deal. Also, I can't leave this segment without talking about the leader of the free world. And that would be Hillary Clinton, the play on the words, you know, the leader. She admits to deleting 30,000 emails, big deal or no deal? I mean, I'll ask Ellen Radner that first.
Well, you know, it's the talk of all the expat community here in South Sudan. People are very concerned about it, and we have a full-time reporter at the United Nations, and he said that the United Nations Correspondents Association was only allowed to ask one question, and that her staff picked the other people, and they asked two or three questions so she could cherry-pick which questions to answer.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's from Ellen Radner. So imagine, you know, what you see is what you get. You're looking right now. This is forewarning to anyone that likes Hillary Clinton. You talk about censorship. You talk about the inability to get to the truth. If you think things are hidden now, and she's got a way that she likes to deal that's beyond the law, just elect her.
I think it's nuts. There's something with that higher, I mean, with that, the whole Washington class, when they just think that they don't have to abide by the same rules that everybody else does. I've known that for a while, and that's not a partisan issue. That is a bipartisan issue if there ever was one. But I just wanted to get both of your takes on this whole Hillary Clinton server. And I posted last night, you know, Nixon had to, you know, turn over the tapes. She should have to turn over her server, in my humble opinion. And we should the fact that this happens and that she sent emails to President Obama and back and to everybody, and everybody knew she didn't have a government email set up. I mean, she had one. She never used it.
Now, what do you say? Is the cover-up worse than the crime?
I don't even think that there was a cover-up. I mean, all of this stuff is out in the open.
Well, I think there's a cover-up. I mean, you know, I think there's a big cover-up. And I'm curious because Ellen is very ethical.
You know, it's really hard to know. If I were Hillary Clinton, and I'm not, I would turn over that server. Her deleted emails can be picked up by a good forensic guy. There's no question in my mind. Well, there is a little question, but they can be picked up. And I would ask the president to appoint three people who have high security clearances so we know they're not going to leak to TMZ or something, and ask them to look over all the emails. End of story.
Good deal. I would do the same. Get a white hat hacker to... I would get a team, and if I was Hillary, that's what I would do. But I would say, here, this is my server. Bring in your best white hat in here, and you know, go through it. If there's nothing to hide, I believe that she does have many skeletons, and she does not want them to see the light of day. And you know, there you go.
Well, maybe we ought to give her the nickname of Bones.
Bones, I love it. Thanks, Blankita. Thanks, Ellen. As always, Ellen Radner, Blankita Cullum, right here on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with Rob Port, Say Anything blog, right after this break.
Guarantees are hard to come by in life, but MyPillow has one. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hennon. I want you to sleep on the pillow I sleep on because I've never had one like it. I've never slept better. Mike Lindell is the CEO. He's been on television. You've probably seen him in those commercials, maybe heard our interview with him. He will tell you, and I believe, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. In addition to all the testimonials you're going to hear from friends and neighbors and coworkers and others, and I've heard them, who own the world's most comfortable pillow, if you go to MyPillow.com, they have sleep facts where you can find out about all kinds of great benefits you can get from a good night's sleep and how much it'll help your overall health and well-being. So check that out at MyPillow.com. While you're there, browse. Find the great savings. Use the promo code Scott for a 50% off deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club, and my next guest is Rob Port's saving blog. We're going to talk about his blog, a couple of blog postings, a 630 point of view segment that I saw that I really want to talk about. But I want to congratulate you. I heard that you're the newest columnist over there at HPR, High Plains Reader.
Yeah, that's been going on since before Christmas.
Oh, good deal. I was talking with some friends of mine, and I'm like, you know, when you think of like conservative or Republican or even libertarian columnist or postings, you don't really think of HPR. That's not where your mind immediately goes, but show something about the credibility of your work and the greatness of your work that, you know, they have you on over there at HPR. So good deal, man.
Well, and not just, I have a high opinion of my own work, but, the folks at High Plains Reader have a great publication. They got a great staff of people. And, you know, they were committed to showing an alternative side to maybe what's usually in their publication. And so they thought that I'd be a good fit. And so far it's been great.
And see, I used to read High Plains Reader, and I stopped because, you know, everything in there was so left, man. But now that I know that you're going to have a piece in there, and I guess you have been since December, I will start picking it up again. So I think that was
I think it's a good idea.
I think that was a smart move.
If I can continue bragging, the Minot Daily News is running my column every week as well. I've got a column in there this morning.
See, now you're just bragging, man. Come on.
I am a little bit, but nobody else is going to do it for me. So
right. Oh, okay, I really want to talk about this. 6:30 point of view. I'm watching this of you and Chris sitting there, and you get on the subject of the whole Kylie Overson, debate, I guess. Folks are saying that you're a misogynist and, you know, you're throwing her under the bus, war on women, that whole thing. Explain that to me.
Well, you know, basically the Democrats picked themselves a new chairman. It is first term House Representative Kylie Overson. It just reeked of identity politics. I don't feel like this is somebody they picked because of her years of experience in partisan politics. I don't think that they've picked her because they expect her to make a lot of the decisions for the party. I think they picked her as a figurehead because of who she is in terms, you know, she's a young, photogenic female. So, that bothered me. I don't feel like we should be making decisions about those sort of things. And, I mean, you really can't look at Overstreet's resume and conclude that she's done anything that would, lead somebody to believe that she should be the chair of the party. You know, so it was patently a pick that's all about identity politics. And I frankly kind of found it insulting. You know, if Democrats wanted to pick a woman, you know, there's plenty of very experienced, very talented women in their party, whether I may agree with their policies or not, that they could have picked. But no, yeah. They wanted young and pretty and photogenic, and that's what they got.
Isn't that kind of, falling into the same stereotypes that they accuse men of falling into? I mean, to me, it smacks of hypocrisy when you think about it. Hey, no, we don't want the accomplished, older, Democrat. We want the young, photogenic, you know, that. To me, that just smacks of hypocrisy. Like, I remember when Barack Obama, Nobel Peace Prize, you know, when I first heard that, I spit coffee all over the people in front of me. I'm like, what the heck has he done to garner that type of the Nobel Peace Prize? That's like a huge thing, man. And so when I heard that, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to be Kylie's going to be making a lot of grown up decisions for the party.
You're digging a hole, man. You're digging a hole.
Well, maybe. But, speaking about President Obama's Nobel Peace Prize, I mean, Overton also got, having just completed half of her term, so she's been elected to one term in the House. She's in her second session of that term now. She has to actually get reelected in 2016. After completing just half a term in the state legislature, during which she accomplished basically nothing, the North Dakota Women's Network, which is a group that supports only left-wing women gave her the Woman of the Year award.
Yeah,
it was just for what? You know, what did she do? And it's clear a lot of that is just Democrats trying to backfill Overson's resume. They're trying to lard it up with accomplishments. You know, even if those accomplishments are about as shallow as a puddle. So that she looks good as their chair. You know, it's the game that they're going to play, and I guess we'll see if it's effective.
Yeah. One other thing. I think the last time I had you on, within an hour, not even an hour after you and I spoke on air, you had this blog posting about quotas versus goals. So I want you to give us the backstory on that. And I see you posted a new one about the North Dakota Highway Patrol now says their arrest goals, not quotas, are merely preliminary. So, first of all, is it a goal or is it a quota or is it tomato, tomato, that sort of thing going on?
Well, you know, initially, and an issue here is I got hold of a memo sent by Captain Brian Newland of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. He commands the Southeast region. And in that memo, it basically lays out specific arrest and citation goals, like specific numbers. Like 14 DUIs, I think, was DUI arrests was the number for highway patrolmen working in the Fargo area. So, I mean, that's a very specific number. And so, to me, that looks like quotas. Now, quotas, law enforcement quotas, are a very controversial issue. Many states in the nation actually banned them. So I got in touch with the highway patrol and said, oh, you guys are using quotas. But what they told me is that these are not quotas, these are goals. And so, you know, obviously the mind goes to, well, what's the difference between a quota and a goal? And what they told me is that goals, you know, quotas are written in stone and they have consequences if you don't hit them. Goals are softer and there's not really any consequences for hitting them. So, you know, fair enough, I published it and I was a little skeptical of that. Well, then flash forward a couple of days, I started hearing from North Dakota State Troopers who were telling me that they don't get their merit pay. They could be suspended. They could even be fired if they don't hit those goals. Now, if the distinction between a goal and a quota is consequences. You know, losing your merit pay or getting fired sure as heck sounds like consequences to me. Now it seems like the Highway Patrol is starting to bat, and that was the subject of my post yesterday. It sounds as though the Highway Patrol is now calling this program preliminary, and maybe the intent is to back off it. But, you know, again, I think there's a good debate to be had about whether or not, you know, the Highway Patrol should be setting out specific numbers for arrests. Is the goal to arrest a certain number of people, or is the goal to promote public safety? You know, I think there's a debate right there to be had.
And I guess a question that I would have is, how long has this policy been in effect? Do we know that?
Since the beginning of the year is what I'm told. It's a little hard to discern. The memo that I got a hold of was sent out in early March, but I'm told that they've been developing this, and it was they began to implement it in the beginning of the year, but I don't think the troopers begin to actually get their quotas until early March, at least the memos that I saw.
So this is a new thing. It's not something that's been happening for like 10 years. It's a new proposed set of standards. And if that's the case, I think what you did here is great, because you open up the discussion. Now they're going to rethink it, and I think that that's a good thing.
I do too. You know, and maybe there's an argument to be made for quotas. Personally, I'm not seeing it.
No, there's not an argument.
The idea.
No, man, there's not. When it comes to law enforcement, you don't want quotas, because then, you know, you move from a society of free folks driving around, you know, minding their own business to, you know, you're worried about, you know, God, I hope these cops have already filled their quotas so they'll leave me the heck alone. And that sort of, I mean, it's never a good thing, which is why other states have.
It's difficult, too, because, I mean, the officer accuses you of a crime. Right. If he says, well, I saw him swerve over the white line or I saw him jaywalk or whatever it is, it's pretty hard to overcome that. Right. And if that officer has incentive to where, you know, he needs your arrest to meet his quota so he doesn't lose his merit pay, that is a really bad position to put our troopers in. I mean, I really feel bad for the troopers who are put in that position. I don't think they should be put in that position.
I don't either. And most highway patrolmen that I've met, they are really good, great guys.
Oh,
and
sure.
Most
yeah.
of them are pretty, you know, I would call them patriotic. Not saying that they're Republican or Democrat or anything, but a lot of them think like we do. So they don't want to be out there, you know, infringing on anybody's our rights or freedoms or liberties or whatever. They want to protect the folks. And I think a quota system would directly contradict a lot of their own morals and values as it pertains to civil liberties and that sort of thing. So I think you're spot on there. Anything else you want the folks to be aware of? Upcoming blog postings or upcoming Rob Port sightings, that sort of thing. What's going on in Say Anything Blogs world?
Well, you know, my column this week, which you can read in the High Plains Reader since we brought it up, and also the Minot Daily News and some other publications around the state, is actually about Senator Heidi Heitkamp. She campaigned on, you know, bipartisanship and let's get stuff done and let's end the obstruction. But yet she voted to filibuster the House's Department of Homeland Security funding bill five times in a row. And when I say filibuster it, she wouldn't even allow it. She was helping Democrats stop the bill from even beginning debate on the bill. They didn't even want to begin debate on the bill. So, and then wow. Also when they go back to the Keystone debate, you know, Senator Heitkamp was ostensibly for Keystone, but kept wanting to attach poison pill legislation to it. She wanted to attach a minimum wage legislation to it. She also wanted to attach, legislation to extend the wind power production tax credit. So in my column this week, I actually questioned Senator Heitkamp, her strange approach to bipartisanship. And what's also kind of funny is that yesterday, up here in Minot, Senator Heitkamp addressed a classroom, American government class at Minot High School, and she talked about the problem with obstructionism and the lack of compromise in Washington, D.C., which I thought was kind of funny, given her recent action.
Rob Ports, Anything Blog Plus, everywhere else you look. Thanks, Rob, for coming on the Common Sense Club. Stay tuned. I'm going to have Steve Hostrom in, and we're going to discuss the Bison's advance to the NCAA.
geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Oh, wow. Hope we got on our dancing shoes, because guess who's going to the dance? Yeah, there you go. Steve Hosterman from Steve Sports Saturday to talk about the NDSU win. They held off SDSU, South Dakota, men's, to earn a second straight trip to the big dance. We didn't even get an invite. But we're going anyway, right, Steve?
I tell you, they're crashing the party, Leon. That's exactly right. What a great performance by such a gritty team last night, playing really what amounted to a true road game last night. The game in Sioux Falls, right. South Dakota State University's in Brookings. a short distance away. It wasn't exactly their backyard, but they love their basketball down in Brookings and in Sioux Falls, and they are big South Dakota State fans. And there were about 9,000 people in the gym last night, and probably 8,500 of them were South Dakota State fans, and they were loud, and they were cheering on their team. And Bison fans, for whatever reason, didn't show up in huge numbers last night, but those that were there really brought it and did their very best. But no question about it, it was a hostile environment.
Right.
South Dakota State had been playing so well in this tournament, Leon. They'd won their first two games, I think, by a combined 50 points. They had been playing well. They had been shooting well. They hadn't really broken a sweat much in the first two games. NDSU had struggled through two games where they played okay. The other teams that they were playing played very well, but they found a way to win. And then last night, they just gutted out another win. 57-56, they're going back to the NCAA tournament. And if you know anything about college basketball at all, it is the end-all, be-all for Division I programs. To make it to the NCAA tournament means everything.
Yeah.
It helps so much with your recruiting, your visibility. Your alumni have a lot of fun. You get your name called on Selection Sunday, which will be this coming Sunday on CBS. And it's just a big deal. All the boys get to call back to back home and brag a little bit to all their buddies and looks good for the girls and all that good stuff. So it's an absolute treat. And to be able to do it once in a decade is really a pretty neat feat. Now, NDSU three times in the last 7 years has this opportunity.
Man, there's got to be something in the water here in North Dakota. I'm looking at this kid, on Lawrence Alexander, a Summit League Player of the Year. Wow. So what's up with the folks that we're turning out, especially in athletics? You know, you got the Bison football team, you got the basketball team. What's up with what's in the water, man?
You know, I think you said a couple of really important things there. First of all, Lawrence Alexander, not only was he the Summit League Player of the Year, but I think the most improved player in the league this year. He was good last year, but with his role, and there were three really solid seniors in that lineup, he was more in a supporting role. This year, they would not be anywhere near this point without him. He's been absolutely phenomenal. 25 points last night. Had a couple of subpar games, he'd probably tell you, in the first couple of games in the tournament, but showed up big time last night, made some big shots. NDSU won a 17-4 run in the second half to really open up a lead. And they had a few chances to put it away. And, in fact, Alexander had a chance to put it away with a free throw late and missed it. Had South Dakota State come back in the final seconds and been able to make the three-pointers that they took, it would be a different story today. But Alexander is, when you start talking about the elite players in program history, no question he's right there now with Taylor Braun and Ben Woodside, guys who got the NDSU to the big dance. Hmm. Second thing you said was about what's in the water. I think that's a really good way to say it. There has become a culture at NDSU. And I thought Jeremy Jorgensen on the radio broadcast said it very well last night on the Bison Radio Network, that this was a culture win. And I think he's right. I don't know if the best team won that basketball game last night, but the grittiest team definitely did. The team that had the heart and the courage definitely won that game last night. And I think that there is something to be said for the way NDSU teams just rise to the big occasions in the big games. They continue to find ways to do it. And I don't think any team up there wants to be the one that lets the program down.
Right.
And the football coach was there last night and a lot of other coaches as well. It was definitely a program win.
So SDSU, some folks are saying, man, you should have taken a timeout and set up another play. What do you think? Good move, bad move?
You know, that's a coaching decision that you make well before that moment comes up. A lot of coaches will talk to their guys in practice, you know, weeks leading up to big games, and they'll say, all right, if we're behind and we get the ball with X amount of seconds, we're just going to play. And we're just going to put it in your hands. A lot of times you want to give your players a chance to go down and do things that they do well and they have practiced well without giving the defense a chance to get set up. What you're talking about was Lawrence Alexander missing that free throw, I think, with about 6.5 seconds to go in the game last night. And it was discussed on the air on the radio broadcast, should Scott Nagy, the fine coach for South Dakota State, should he have taken a timeout? He chose not to. But you take a timeout with 6 seconds left, then you let the Bison players all run back and get under the basket, get in position to defend. And Scott Nagy decided, you know what, I've got some great guards. They've been making plays all season long and in the tournament, which they had. And he said, guys, play on. Go ahead and make a play. That wasn't a case where they didn't have any idea what to do, although I think they were a little surprised that Alexander missed the free throw. He'd been so good making free throws that maybe they were a little surprised. So in retrospect, maybe that's the time to do it. But I think he felt like we've prepared for this. We don't want to let the defense get set up. Let's just play.
Lawrence Alexander, 25 points. North Dakota State basketball team beats South Dakota State 57-56 for the Summit League Championship. Automatic dance card, man. I'm putting on my dancing shoes. Thanks, Steve.
You got it, Leanne. We expect the Bison to be a 15 or maybe a 14 seed when the pairings are announced this weekend.
Oh, good deal. So you guys are definitely discussing this weekend, right?
Oh, no question about it. We'll have a ton of conversation about it Saturday morning on Steve Sports Saturday.
Good deal. What's on your mind, Scott and Todd, coming up next?
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.